Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Your host today, number one pass and pound, best in the world, best boxer in the world, that is, Charlie Zelenoff. I will be answering a boxing fan questionnaire. Question one right here. How do you rate your last victory against the U.S. Marine? My best win to date. Oh, yeah. Even better than when I beat Derek and Janet. Even better than when I beat Jacob, the MMA fighter. Even better than when I beat Deontay Wilder. Even better than when I beat Jarrell Zawal. Listen, the win against Jarrell Zawal was legendary. The way I hit him with that jab, the way I bombed on him and hit him in the body. See, there you go. I hit him in the body. This guy, it was all head shots. It was just like, I didn't even land the body shot against the Marine. I hit him in the head. Everything, I hit him in the jaw, I hit him in the face. I stopped him with a red jab, right to the face. Like I said, what you guys saw in the video, that was like 99% of the fight. But right when they turned it off, I hit him two more times and I stopped him. But yeah, my best win number 80. Yeah. Well, the question was, how do you rate your last victory against the U.S. Marine? My best win. Come on, U.S. Marine. The guy was front line. He's a front liner, man. You understand what front line means? These motherfuckers risk their lives, man. They fucking go to war. A lot of them get killed. A lot of them, some survive. Some of them die, man. Some of them come home. Some of them don't come home, man. Some of them come home in blue body bags, man. You know what I mean? The point is, these motherfuckers, they're a much higher branch than the U.S. Army. And, Marines are special forces. I beat a Marine. I've beaten so many boxers that I'm like, damn, I want to beat a Marine. I've always wanted to fight a Marine. You know what I'm saying? And I finally, not only did I fight a Marine, I demolished him. I beat him like he was a regular person. And Marines are trained to kill, and I was fucking killing him. And I was just bop, 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 bop. Yeah, these delusional haters, they never had any credibility at all. But now it's just like, these people are done, man. Anyway, question number two. How many fights do you want at total in 2015? I'm meeting my wife in 2 weeks in person. I'm going to Ukraine, yeah. In exactly 2 weeks, I'm meeting my wife, Daria. Yeah, you saw on Facebook, on her page. She got her page back, and she posted her main photo is my picture. So, I mean, yeah, my wife, she's madly in love with me, head over heels for me. I'm madly in love with her, head over heels for her. We're equally in love. That's my baby. So, and she said, she wrote a comment on Facebook. She said, I'm her Superman. Remember the photo? Made it to the photo shoot with a Superman shirt. I was shaking the roof in Glendale, yeah. I did not answer your question fully. You said, how many fights do you want in total? And she goes, I already won 9, and it's only April. Last year I won 23 fights. I can take the whole goddamn year off if I want to, especially after a victory over a kickboxer and a Marine in 12 days' time. But, every year I make a double-digit win, so... a couple more fights. Look, I'm married now. You know what I mean? My wife is my number one priority. I'm more than established in boxing. What I've done in boxing, man, is literally I deserve a better statue than what Michael Jordan has in Chicago, man. Real shit, man. Oh yeah. I mean, listen, beating Marines, beating heavyweight boxers. At 160 pounds is more impressive than shooting, than scoring points. Not taking anything away from Jordan, but I'm just saying, if he has a statue, then when it's all said and done, I deserve one too. You know what I mean? Because boxing is far superior sport to basketball. It's a much more dangerous sport. And, as exciting as basketball is, boxing is more exciting. So, especially when I'm landing bombs on the U.S. Marine. That's hardcore, man. That's like some shit that mainstream fake boxing, they can't compete with that. You know what I mean? They can't compete with that. How many fights? I don't know, man. Maybe 3 or 4 more. Maybe get to like 85 and 0. It all depends. It all depends how long I'm going to be in Ukraine. It depends. You know, I just beat a Marine. I'm satisfied with the win. Not just him. I look at win number 78. When I jabbed at that heavyweight, that guy was a bare knuckle fighter. He was for real. I crushed that guy. I was backing him up. I'm 160 and he's 205 pounds. The guy has 45 pounds on me and I'm backing him up, man. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I was backing up a 300 pounder, Derek the Giant. So I beat that guy. I beat Alu, the kickboxer. 77. I beat a K1 TV fighter. You know what I'm saying? How many more fights? Maybe 3, 4, 5 more fights this year. Yeah. I got nothing to prove. Yeah, and again, it all depends on when the U.S. Embassy releases gives the release date for when they tell my wife that she can go to America. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I can leave any time. I can, but I'm not going to do that. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to leave my wife by herself. Yeah, so it all depends. And I do not plan to fight in Ukraine. I won all my fights here in L.A. You know, I won. I beat Mayweather Senior and Vasquez in Vegas. When I won the title, when I beat Vasquez, and when I safe punches half a second, some fucking inhuman shit I did right there. Human evolution, man. And 6 power punches in half a second, done by a human. And Charlie Delano, man, greatest boxer of all time. No. So yeah, that depends. Maybe I'll get to 90-0 this year. We'll see. It depends. Again, it depends when I come back from Ukraine. If I come back late in the year, then I'll get like three. I'll squeeze in like 3 more fights. You know what I'm saying? Make it 83-0 or something like that. But next year, oh yeah, next year is. I mean, this is the ultimate year for me because I'm gonna have a wedding this year with my wife Daria. But next year, I'm gonna get to 100-0. Yeah, 100-0 next year. That is a guarantee. At 27 years old, I'll be 100-0. All right, now, let's see. Question number 4. Who do you think is stronger now, Klitschko or Wilder? Well, you want the real answer? I'm stronger. Well, I already beat Wilder. I smashed his face in with that left hook. Well, I think they're both very overrated, especially Vladimir Klitschko and Vitaly Klitschko. Wilder would be. I mean, he shared the ring with Charlie Zeno. He felt power that Klitschko was not gifted with. He's meaning that Klitschko does not hit as hard as me. Wilder felt that power. He got TKO'd. Klitschko's never been hit that hard. How I hit Wilder in the ring and with that bomb and he flew away. Klitschko's never been hit that hard before in his life. Wilder would be. If not, he'd put Klitschko out. But again, they both suck, man. That's the real answer. And the real answer is who's stronger, Klitschko or Wilder? I'm stronger. All right. How would, for example, Derek and Janice Joseph all stand against Klitschko? Well, Derek would definitely beat Klitschko. Well, I don't know. I'm talking about Derek when he fought me. Derek and Janice is very underrated. Very underrated. I mean, he would be, that power shot. Okay, I was beating his ass. I was just, jabbing him, punching him, hitting him, just moving in and out. Then I, slugged it out toe-to-toe. Boom. Look, I kicked his ass. Like, I was using just boxing one-on-one, just boom, 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 just, jab, and then this motherfucker lands a lucky bomb on me. And then let me tell you, Derek has power. I mean, no shit, he's 300 fucking pounds. I mean, he has power. He knows how to fight. And I just went toe-to-toe with a guy who has 140 pounds on me. I beat him. It's on video. Come on, the whole world's seen that fight. Zelenov beat Goliath. Zelenov versus the Giant. I beat his ass so bad. And, Derek puts both Klitschko to sleep. And Joe Zavala, Derek would beat Joe Zavala's ass. Joe Zavala's, he's strong, but Derek would beat him, yeah. But, yeah, the Klitschko's are vastly, vastly overrated. They're, like I said, vastly overrated by the mainstream. They're not nearly as good. Listen, I used to train in the same gym, in the same gym facility as these two clowns. I was alive there when Vitaly Klitschko was sparring with headgear on. he sucks, dude. He's terrible. He's slow. His punches are not that hard. I saw him connect, and he's so not coordinated. I would hit him easily. You know what I mean? I was a kid at that time, but I knew I studied his fighting style all these years, and that's why I started calling him out. When, as soon as I evolved into the GOAT, I'm like, this is it. It's time I put this Klitschko clown to sleep and expose him, you know, for the fraud that he is. I'd beat him just as easy as I beat all my other opponents. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Jiroslav beats Klitschko. Yeah. He's younger. He fought Charlie Salmanos. I mean, what more advantages do you need? You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Question number six. Who do you think would be the toughest opponent for you? Nobody. I'd be a U.S. Marine at least. Yeah, nobody. Right now, I always say every year I think I'm in my prime, and then a year passes and I get even better. So I think I'm in my prime. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'll get even stronger next year. I get stronger every year. I get better every year. I mean, the wins get better every year. Toughest opponent. Hold on, let me see. Well, I'll tell you, dude, Southpaw Phil was my toughest opponent. Even then, I beat his ass pretty damn easily. And when I jabbed him, and I just kept jabbing him and just whooped him, you know what I mean? He ain't no slouch. But yeah, toughest opponent. Oh, in a rematch, I would kill him. I would literally knock him out. I'd beat his ass. But in a rematch, I would put Southpaw Phil to sleep. It would be, you know, going off kill one. Now, let's see. Question seven. Does anyone from your beaten opponents deserve a rematch against you? Yeah, Southpaw Phil. No, Wilder and DeJean, they don't deserve rematches. I want to beat their ass again because after I snatched Wilder in the ring, he cheap shotted me after I bombed on him in the body and he claimed the victory. When he lost by DQ, he lost by TKO, and then he lost by DQ. He does not deserve a fucking rematch. It's not about that. I would still give him a rematch because I want to knock him out cold. DeJean, I beat the shit out of DeJean. I punched him in the head 3 times. I snapped his whole goddamn head. You could hear it across the whole gym. I outboxed him in the ring, and this guy from behind, he choked me from behind because he got his ass beat, and he couldn't handle the humiliation that he lost in front of his whole fucking... He lost in front of the gym, man. Like his whole, no, in his gym, he lost in front of his whole, like all his people. And yeah, of course he doesn't deserve a rematch, but I would definitely want to rematch DeJean so I can destroy him again, except this time, destroy him a lot worse. But yeah, Southpaw Phil, he fought clean and he lost. He admitted defeat. He was gracious in defeat. Therefore, yeah, he deserves a rematch. But he doesn't want it. I've seen him at Target a few days after we boxed. And after I beat him, he admitted that I beat him. He said, nah, he's like, I'm cool. He's like, I don't want a rematch. Let's see. Is it true that you're becoming less haters and more fans of this woman? I believe so. I don't know. I mean, the victory over the Marines seemed, you know, get more likes than usual. Listen, my wife is my biggest fan. She loves me. You know, that's what matters the most to me. You know, my wife is a goddess. I love her. She's so beautiful and sexy and gorgeous. You know, the hottest girl ever. Period. She's mine. 8 months together already. Well, almost 8 months. You know, it's gonna be May 2nd. It's gonna be 8 months. Let's see. Oh yeah. Oh wow. So even I miss probably. You know, no offense, man. But I don't know why I'm inserting Pitch Festival actors in the greatest of all time interview. Who would you take a fight? Would you take a fight with a winner with Mayweather Pacquiao? I would knock out Mayweather and Pacquiao, both of them. I would take a fight with both of them in the same night. I'd beat two heavyweights in 20 minutes time, man. No, literally, this year? Okay, I beat that EFC 185 pounder. I beat his ass, the guy that I punched 10 times in the head on the video, right? 5 minutes later, I go outside, some gangbanger try to street fight me. I punched him in the jaw, and I stopped him with one punch. So that's two victories right there in 5 minutes. Then I go to the gym, and I see a K-1 fighter who would kill Mayweather and Pacquiao. he's like 250, 240, and probably like 250. He was a big motherfucker. And K1 kickboxing. I beat this guy in a matter of seconds. I punched him in the cheekbone and he quit. I just tagged him. I didn't even like apply full power. Yeah, and then I beat that guy that I jabbed, and he flew across the fucking the whole room for my jab. We never said anything. It's on the video. Yeah, so I'm beating two heavyweights in one day. I would beat Mayweather and Pacquiao in the same day, like, literally. No, in the same day. I would knock out Mayweather and I'd beat two heavyweights in one day, man. Of course. These guys are too small, man. I'd kill them, man. It's a step back, man. Beating Mayweather and Pacquiao would be a step back, man. If I beat Derek the Giant, Jones of all, and Deontay Wilder, dude, what would I get out of beating Mayweather and Pacquiao? They're too small. No, it would feel good to watch after I knocked them out, and be like, it would feel good to sit down at home and just like watch me smash them and shit, you know, like, wow, you know, like, these clowns are fucking overrated, I'm kicking their ass, yeah, but they're too small, huh? And they would never fight me. I knocked out Mayweather Senior. I knocked out Mayweather's dad. He, to this day, he's still, and before that, I was not nearly as strong as I'm now, and I didn't have wins over Joe Zavala, Marine, or Deontay Wilder, hell, I didn't even fight Derek the Giant at that time. And he was still afraid of me. Now, are you kidding me, man? If Mayweather Jr. didn't box me at that time, there's no way in hell he would box me now. Because he himself knows that he would get killed. And so does Pacquiao. Again, I would beat them both in the same night. Yeah. But again, back to the question. Is it true that you become to have less hairs? Look, again, in real life, I got more fans than haters. My real life haters get knocked out, man. You know what I'm saying? My real life haters, like, okay, like Jason Rubisky, Michael Barsky, they got knocked out, man. Rubisky got knocked out. He got dropped. He got his ass beat. He got dropped. He got stopped. Well, almost stopped him. He did fine. I changed from a TKO to decision. See, I subtracted it. Knockout for my record, dude, because you know, I call it how it is. Yeah, I just beat his ass real bad. I dropped him. You know, Jason Biscay and Michael Barsky knocked him out cold. So real life haters got knocked out. Deontay Wilder, real life hater. I snapped his jaw. You talking about like bots, trolls, like these? Yeah, these. Listen, I don't pay any attention to them anymore. I don't give a shit. I don't read anything they say on YouTube at all. I just don't pay attention. I'm married. I'm sure you've seen my wife. She's so beautiful. I mean, it's just like words can't describe. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to be holding her in my arms. Yeah. I'm waiting in 2 weeks. So, you're talking about the internet? Yeah, I guess so. But for example, the delusional Frank Stead. Do you think I was sold when he would call my radios and be like, yo, champ, you're the best, man. I know I'm the best, but when I didn't, look, he knows it too, but he was never really my fan. He was just like, I don't know, he's a pretender, you know what I mean? I just don't trust the guy. The motherfucker backstabbed me, and I turned the tables on him. After I beat Wilder, me and my homies were laughing at him. And then I was like, we were like, you know, saying, does this clown have any more numbers of any paid professional actors? And, look, it's not fucked up because what he did to me was fucked up. When I knocked out Andrew Arlen, it was, you know, clear-cut enemy. Andrew Retardoy is mentally sick guy. You know, he's not a fighter, but the guy would prank call me at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And, you know, I knocked him out. It was, you know, justice when I knocked him out and I put him to sleep. And this Frank Stead guy backstabbed me for no reason at all. So, okay, see, if I punched him, which I should have that day, then I understand if he would stop being my friend. If I hit him like I hit Harley, yeah, he would have been dead. If I did that power, he would have went to sleep. He would have been comatose. But the thing is, he became tough guy right when I left. When I was there, he didn't jump in, he didn't say a word, nothing. He was just quiet. But when I left, this is it. They started making videos, and he was knowing that he wasn't in danger. Yeah, Frank stays pussy. But, listen, in real life, the girls, not just the girls, man, the Beverly Center, you know, is in, where they make my hats, man, they call me champ. They put my name on cups, Charlie's on, I'm number one pound for pound, you know, official, the GOAT, you know, it's on video, man. Listen, in real life, I'm telling you, I got more fans than there's trolls on the internet, I'm serious. So, yes, I have more fans than haters. It's just on the internet, I have more haters than fans. But if you count everything all together, then I have more fans, man. You kidding me? I'm the GOAT, man. Yeah, these internet trolls, they're just pissed off because I single-handedly, you know, exposed mainstream boxing. And I predicted my future. I said I was going to go down in history as a GOAT. Look at me now, man. 80-0, 26 years old, 80 wins, 0 losses. 51 knockouts. Who the fuck would have ever given me this kind of chance? Who would have ever given me a chance to beat Gilles Law and Derek the Giant, that EFC Octagon TV fighter that I smashed, Deontay, one punch TKO, Derek, Gilles, the U.S. Marine that I destroyed. Who would give me the chance to beat a Marine and let alone beat him that easily? Who would give me the chance? I made, like back in the day when I was a kid, I made threats. I was like, I told these delusional trolls, I'm like, I'm so strong, I can even beat a Marine. These guys banned me from saying something that already happened. I beat a Marine. It's on video. It's on YouTube. How do they feel now, man? How does TMZ, these mainstream clowns, how do they feel now? They feel ridiculous. Now, question 9. Can you tell us what was the key factor why you destroyed the U.S. Marine? Because I'm the best boxer in the world. My hand speed and my power is superior to anything anybody brings to the table. I hit so hard, even when I hold my power back. I hit so, come on, he had spaghetti legs. Yeah, I'm sure you saw the fight. Yeah. Well, before that, I punched him in the face 3 times. I jabbed him with a very fast, like, boom. Just jabbed him. Jabbed him so quick. And then after that, I hit him, boom, boom. Right to the jaw, left to the jaw. And then, left, right in the head. Motherfucker literally nearly got knocked the fuck out. One more punch, he would have been on the floor. And, yeah, that's why I rated my best friend, because those punches, like, it was just a series of just, like, boom, boom, boom. It was just, you know, I was in the zone, literally. I was in the zone. Charlie's in the zone, man. And that's why I rate that my best faker. Yeah, and again, nobody, I've been saying it, nobody put anybody in front of me. It's toughest heavyweight boxers, Derek the Giant, Deontay Wilder, you put them in front of me, they're going to lose, they lost. You put a U.S. Marine in front of me, they're going to lose, he lost. Put any kickboxer in front of me, Xavier, Alu, DeJean, they all lost. MMA, Joe the Law, TV fighter, lost. See what I'm saying? Anybody. Chuck Liddell, lost. Didn't even want to. I knuckled up. He didn't knuckle up. That's a loss. And there you go. Yeah, I don't even have to hit him, and I beat him. You know what I mean? But yeah, when I hit, if I hit Chuck Liddell like I hit that Marine would kill Chuck Liddell, man. If I hit Chuck Liddell like I hit that Marine, Chuck Liddell would get knocked out instantly. He would not even have spaghetti legs. His legs would just, he would just drop. And so that. And do you think you can still be improving your boxing style? Listen, 10 power punches per second. I think it's the pinnacle, man. I think I'm in my prime. You see that? Charlie's on off. Prime Charlie's on off, man. Unbeatable. But I always get stronger. Every time I say I'm in my prime, a year passes and I just get even better and stronger. We'll see. But as of right now, I'm literally everything, my arsenal, everything in my arsenal, my speed, my power, my jab. But you know what? My jab has become one of my best weapons. If you watch the Gilles Law fight, if you watch the fight against the Marine, how I started the fight. If you watch the fight back in 2013 when I embarrassed that British boxer guy, the guy with the Tyson shirt, yeah, I went southpaw on him. And I was, bomb, bomb, bomb. That shit threw him off. He didn't know where he was at. And I was hitting him. That was legendary victory. So embarrassed the guy from boxing.com. And you go. Answered all the questions. Charlie Villanoff, number one tough guy. Gotta go talk to my wife, everybody. Great night, shall I say. And any wins or losses? Fuck me with a fuck back out, man. May 2nd is irrelevant, man. April 11th, man. That was the ultimate victory.